Today's shiur is Masechta Tainis Daf Chaf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara begins with a pasuk that we're very familiar with, Tana Rabbanan. The Nasati Gishmeichem Beitam. The Torah tells us that if we act properly, we'll get the rain in their time. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Loshkura, not too much rain, Veloitzmeya, not too little rain. Elabeninus, just the right amount. Shekozman Shegisham Merubim. If there's too much rain, metashtashinus arts, that make the earth muddy, vena metzias peris, and then it doesn't produce fruit. The Mefarshim say the word be'itam stands for av tam, perfect amount of rain, tam. Dova acher, be'itam, b'leila revius, b'leila shabosas, Tuesday night and Friday night. She came at sin of Emei Shimon ben Shotach, as we find in the time of Shimon ben Shotach, she yod alam gishamim, Belayli Revius of Belayla Shabbosis. Rain would come down Tuesday night and Friday night. Achin Nasu Chitim Kekloyus. Until the barley grew to the size of a kidney. Sa'irim Kigarine Zaysim. The barley was the size of a olive seed. Vadoshim and lentils were the size of a Dine Zov. Vitzoru Mehem Dugman. They put away a sample. Ladoiris. For future generations. The idea to let them know. Kama cheit goyrim. How much, when they do aveira, what is the cause that they don't have such great produce? Shenema avinisseichem hitu elu, your sins pushed away the rain, v'alchatoiseichem minu atoiv, your aveiras held back good, michem from you. So the Mefarshim, the Karen Ayer, explains the pasuk. Chatoiseichem means an aveira b'shoyik. Ovoin means an aveira b'mezit. So he says, Chatoiseichem, your Averis B'shoyig Minu HaToiv, prevent you from having good. Avonoiseichem, your Averis B'mezit Hitu, push the Shefa that should come to Klal Yisrael to the Umas Ha'olam. First, explain what is causing the Gemara to explain the Pasuk this way. Because the Pasuk says, Gishmeichem B'itam. So Gishmeichem already means that the rain will come for you. Why did the Pasuk add Be'itam? To teach us that there's a proper time for the rain, Tuesday night and Friday night. Why those nights? So Rashi clearly explains that Tuesday night there is a shed called Machlas, Igreris Bas Machlas, that is in the street. So people didn't go out Tuesday nights, so it's the appropriate time for rain. Friday night, there's a machloikis why Friday night is the proper time. Some say that Friday night, that shade also is in the street, because the Gemara Masechta Pesachim says that originally that shade was in the street every night, until Chazal davened that it shouldn't be that much out in the street. Other Rishonim explain that the shade is out only on Tuesday nights, and the reason Friday nights it's an appropriate time to rain, because we're home anyway Friday night, because we're home with our families eating the Suda Shabbos. It's relevant l'aloch l'maisa, because if we say that that shade is still in the street Friday night, then Friday night if somebody should avoid walking in the street. If on the other hand, it's not out there, and just the Gemara says Friday night is the right time to rain because we're home, then it's not such an issue to walk in the street. The Mefarshim bring a raya that it's only Tuesday night, because we know that Friday night when we daven, and we say the bracha of Hashkiveinu, we don't say the regular nusach of Shomer Am Yisrael Ad. We say Froy Soleinu. Why don't we say Shomer Am Yisrael Ad? Because Friday night is a night that we're protected anyway. If that's the night that the shade is out, it would be more appropriate to say Shomer Am Yisrael Lo Ad. Interesting question that the Mefarshim ask. If in the time when this shade was out every night, so when did it rain then? The only reason we say now rains is because Tuesday night the shade is out. When the shade was out every night, what was the proper time? The Chasam Sofer also makes an observation. Here the Gemara says that when they acted properly, there was a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael until the fruits and the produce grew very large. The Gemara says many times in Shas that the Pasuk says Eretz Chita Soira. The Pasuk speaks about the different peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael. What makes them significant? Because those are the peiros that we use for all the measurements. Kazayis, Kachita, now if they're so large, how could they be used to measure the shiurim? Says the Chasam Sofer, from here we see that all of the peiris are not the same size as they were originally. And our kazayas is not the kazayas that was in the time of Chazal. Continues the Gemara. Became a tzinu mei hordus. Similarly, we find in the time of hordus, shay oiskem vinyan beis hamikdash, they were building the beis hamikdash, v'yahard yardin gisham b'layla. The rain would come at night. Amacha nishba ruach, the wind would blow. Nispazra avim, the clouds would clear up. Vizarcha cham, the sun would shine. Vyotza amlam lachtam, everybody would go out to work. Vyadu, and they knew shemalecha shemaim b'yadayim. Because they were working all day. Hordas demolished the Beis HaMikdash that Ezra built. He wanted to build a much more elaborate and beautiful edifice. These people, it's not clear if Hordas's kavana was l'shem shemaim, but certainly these people's kavana was l'shem shemaim, and that's why they were shown the simim and shemayim, the rain never interfered with their work. The Mishnah told us the story about Chani Amagel, and the Gemara elaborates on that story. Most of Adar passed, and it did not yet rain. So they sent to Chani Amagel, Hispalel for Yer de Gishamim, daven that it should rain. And the Mefarshim explained why did they go to Chani Amagel, either because Chani Amagel, the Inyakov says, was a person that used to sin and learn, and a person who learns a lot of Torah has the ability that his tefillah should be accepted, or he just davened a lot. He was a chassid. So he davened and no rain came. Og uga. So he made a circle for Amr b'toychay, and he stood inside the circle. Kederach she'osa Chabaka kanovi, as we find Chabaka kanovi did. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Chabakuk, Al mishmarti amoida v'siatz v'amatzor. I'll stand in my place. So Mefarshim ask, how do we know Chabakuk made a circle? It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because it says amoida v'siatzva. Amoida v'siatzva mean the same thing. I'll stand. It must be that not just that he stood in a specific place in a circle. Another pshat is mitzor means that he's, so to speak, like in prison. He's enclosed in the circle. So Mefarshim asked, what's the point of the circle? So one pshat I saw is that what Chani Amagel was saying was that life is like a circle. And even though Klai Yisrael was unfortunately being under the influence of the Midas Adin, no rain, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu could turn things over and from Midas Adin turn it into Midas HaRachman. Another pshat that I saw is that a circle represents the globe, Teva, the world is round. Chayni Amagel was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perhaps Al Pi Derech HaTeva, this is a year where there should be no rain. But I'm asking, go out of the circle. Don't follow Derech HaTeva. Give us the Midas HaRachimim that there should be rain. Then I saw another pshat. The Gemara says that we say Ashrei every day. We say three times a day. Why do we say Ashrei? Because Ashrei has a pasuk corresponding to every letter of the alabes, besides one letter. Nun. Why not Nun? Because Nun represents Nafla Lesois of Kum Besulas Yisrael. That speaks about the downfall of Klal Yisrael. But says the Gemara, even though the letter Nun is not represented in Ashrei, and the letter Nun represents bad news, so to speak, Dovra Melech, so to speak, corrected it. Because the pasuk afterwards says, Tzaymach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the people who are Noiflim, who are downtrodden. What letter is that? A Samach. Samach is a round letter. Represents Tzaymach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. So that's why Chayni stood in a circle that looks like a Samach. Amul Fonov. So Chayni Amagel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Banecha Soma Penecha Elai, Penem Elai, your children have turned to me. I'm very familiar, like the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, the Eved who's by the Melech all of the time is able to speak to him. Nishbani b'shimcha Agol, I swear in your great name, Sheni zoz mekan ad sheterachem el b'necha. Until you have rachmanis, I'm not budging. Heschilu gishomim menatfim. So some rain started to trickle. Amrloi Talmidov, so his Talmidim told him, Rebbe, re'inu re'nicha v'loi nomus. So first we have two pshatim. One pshat is reinicha v'loi nomus. We want to be able to see you and not die. This kind of rain is not going to help us. So we're being somewhat sarcastic. An upshot is says, we want rain that will give us sustenance. This won't do the trick. This rain is only because you made a shvua that it should rain, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to fulfill what you requested, so it's trickling rain, but this isn't what we're looking for. So the Mashar asks, that wasn't Choyni Shvua. Choyni Shvua was that there should be enough rain, not just that it should be a trickle. So the Mashar says that they didn't hear the whole language, the whole speech that Choyni made. And they saw that Choyni just said, rain, and it rained. But that's not what he meant. So he said, that's not what I asked for. I'm asking there should be enough rain to fill up all of the reservoirs. So it was a torrential rainstorm. Every drop of rain that came down was kamolik pi chavis, was the size of a barrel. The Shiru Chacham Chazal measured, there was no drop of rain that weighed less than a log. So Talmidim again came to him, saying, we can't survive this. This kind of rain will destroy the world. Gil goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says to him, that's not what I asked for. I asked for good rain. So Farshim said, what did he ask for good rain? So he said, Reboin Ha'ilamim. The word Reboin stands for Rotzon Bracha Nedava. So now rain came down properly. Until everybody had to go up to Har Bayis because of the rain. Tupshot, either because the Har Bayis is higher, and that's why they had to go there to get away from the rain, or because the Har Bayis had a cover, and that's why they were able to protect themselves from the rain. Omele Rebbe, Shem Shespalta Shiyardu, just like you daven that the rain should come, Kach Hispaul V'yachacham, daven that they should stop. Omele Emsu responded, as we learned in the previous year, Kach Mekublani, I know, we don't ask that a good thing should stop. Afbiken, still, hiviuli parhoido, bring me a parhoido. So Rashi says parhoido means a carbon shlomim. Hiviuli parhoido, and they brought him this carbon. Samach shayde yadavalav, and he put his two hands on it. Vamul fun ribani shloilam amcha Yisrael should taste Mitzrayim. Your nation that you took out of Mitzrayim. They can't take too good, too much good, and too much bad. Cast aleim, when you're angry at them, they can't survive. Hishpat aleim tayve, when you give them good, they can't deal with that either. Yirotzun fanecha, I ask you, the rain should stop, and the world should become pleasant. Yad nojva ruach, the wind blew from the spazra of him, and the clouds cleared up, the Zorcha Chama, the sun came out, the Yotzam was Sada, and right away they were able to go out to the fields, the Vilam Kamei and Pitrius, and they brought in mushrooms and truffles that had grown from this rain. The Gvur Sari says it wasn't a carbon shlomim, because we don't find that one does smicha on a carbon shlomim. He suggests it was a carbon toida. Shalchai Shem Metshatach. So Shem Metshatach sends the following message to Choyni HaMagal. Amali Choyni Ata, if not for the fact that you were this great person, Choyni, Gazrani Lechanidu, we would put you into Cherem. She'ilu Shonim Kishnei Eliyahu. What would be if we were in the time of Eliyahu? Shemeshteches Gisham B'yodeh, where Eliyahu was controlling rain. B'yodeh Shal Eliyahu. Lo'inim Tzashem Shemayim Meschat Chal Eliyotcha. That means, the story goes, we spoke about this. So Yeshua made a shvua that whoever builds the city of Yericho, his children will die. There was an individual whose name was Chiel, who started building the city of Yericho. When he started building it, his oldest son died, and when he completed building it, his youngest son died. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to be Menachem Avil this Chiel. Sitting there is Achav, who was a melech, Yisrael, a big Rasha. And Eliyahu tells Achav, you see what happens if you go against what the Navi said. So Achav in his chutzpah says to Eliyahu, what are you talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu, we say it three times a day, v'satam avatam alhem acherim, if we'll go serve other gods, v'atzaras ha-shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that it shouldn't rain. And I have avodah zarah rampant throughout Israel, and it's raining. So Eliyahu HaNavi says to Achav, Chai Hashem, I swear, ki im yeh talamot al-pi, that only from now on it will rain, if I say it should rain. So Shimon ben Shatach now sends the message to Chani Amagel. You are swearing that it should rain. And what will be if Eliyahu HaNavi swears that it shouldn't rain? Whatever happens is tzoris. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Meshech Chachma. The pasuk says, Lo yisushovu b'shmi l'sheker, Lashon Rabbim, don't swear in my name falsely, v'chilalta Hashem al Hashem alakecha. Because if you do, you're causing a chil Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma asked the obvious question. The pasuk starts with Lashon Rabbim, Lo yisushovu b'shmi, and ends with a Lashon Yachid, v'chilalta. So he said the pasuk is referring to this Gemara. Lo yisushovu b'shmi, you have two people making a shvuah. One makes a shvuah, Eliyahu makes a shvuah that it shouldn't rain. Chayni makes a shvuah that it should rain. V'chilal Hashem elkecha. One of them is going to be causing a chilul Hashem. Whichever shvuah won't be fulfilled, one of those shvuahs, Lashon Yachid, will be a chilul Hashem. So Shimon ben Shatach sends this message to Eliyahu, to Chayni, Avama eslecha, that I should really put you into chayin for this. Avama eslecha, sh'atam eschat l'fnei amokim, you act improperly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu still does what you ask. Kedensh mischat al aviv, like a son that doesn't always behave properly with his parents, and still he gets his way. He tells his father, first he asks, wash me in hot water. Then he says, give me cold water. Give me all types of delicacies. And the father gives him whatever he asks. Regarding a person like you, the pasuk says, "Yismach avicha v'imecha v'saga yiladasecha." Your father, your mother, and those that bore you will be happy. The Mashal explains, "Avicha" means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Amicha" refers to Klal Yisrael, and "Yiladasecha" means your parents. Hashem, Klal Yisrael, and your parents all very proud of you. Tanu Rabbanan, "Ma sholchu b'nei lishkas hamazel gazus lechani amagel." The Sanhedrin sat on the Lishkas HaGazus. What message did they send to Chani Amagel? They sent him, the Pasuk says in Eiv, the Tigzer Omer, the Yakim Lach, you make a decree, and it happens, and all of your path, the light should shine. The Tigzer Omer, at the Gezarat Mamata, you made a decree in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills what you ask. This time when people were so downtrounded, he'erta b'tfilasecha, through your tefillah, they got enlightened, the rain came. Kishpilu b'toy megava, dor shay yishafel, this nation that was down, higbat b'tfilasecha, you were able to raise through your tefillah. V'soch einayim yeshia, dor shesoch b'avonai, a nation that was bent over, carrying the burden of their aveiris, hoshata b'tfilasecha, you save with your tefillah. Yimolait inoki, dor shloya inoki, a generation that didn't act properly, they weren't clean. Melatata b'tfilasecha, through your tefillah they were saved. V'nimlat b'bar kapecha, v'melatata b'masi yedecha brurim, you save them with your beautiful actions. So Mefarshim explained, we have four psukim that say the same thing. So the Mashal asks, what do we need four psukim to say the same thing? So he said, the four psukim represent the four stages. The first person speaks when it started to trickle. The second person speaks about when the rain came down torrentially. The third person refers to when the rain came down properly. And the fourth person refers to when he had to bring a carbon to ask enough. Amar Reb Yochanan, Kol Yomav Shel Oysa Tzadik. Chayni Amagel's entire life, Haymetzdam Mikrazeh. He had difficulty with the following pasuk, a pasuk that we're all very familiar with. Pasuk says, "Hashem alz, v'shuv Hashem ashiv esin hayinu kachomim." When we came back to Eretz Yisrael, it was like a dream. So the way we're going to learn the Gemara is that they were in Golus for 70 years. from the destruction of the first base of Mikdash until they came back for the second base of Mikdash. And Chania Magal asked, Mi'ika denayim shim shana, is 70 years, could a dream be 70 years long? Could it seem that in 70 years, somebody sleeps for 70 years straight? Yom echad hava ozaburuch. One day Chania Magal is walking in the street. Chazil hu gavad avinot ha-charuva. He saw somebody planting a carob tree. Amalei hai at kama shonan tenin. How long does it take for the carob to come out? Amalei at shim shonan. Takes 70 years. Amalei pshitaloch dechai shim shonan. Are you so sure that you're going to live 70 years that you're going to reap the produce? Amalei. So he responded. Hai gavrab alma b'chorbona ashkechei. When I came to the world, I found trees that had carobs on it. Kihecha deshosli avoisai. Just like my forefathers planted for me, even though they never enjoyed it, I too, shoslin namli of roy, am planting it that even if I won't enjoy it, my children should enjoy it, my descendants should enjoy it. And what was the answer he was giving? He was saying, life goes by very quickly. It's very fleeting. 70 years is not that long. But what we do in this world is not for what we have in this world. It's for what we're going to have after. What we will leave as a legacy for our children in this world, and what we will have for ourselves in Olam Haba. Yosef Kakar Krifta, Chania Magal sat down to eat some bread. Osalei Shimsa, he got tied the name. Ahadrelei Mishnisa, some stone formation formed. Ichsemene, and he wasn't seen by anybody on the road. V'nim shivim shnin, and he slept for 70 years. Kikom, when he woke up, chachaziel chel gavri, saw a person that kamalaket menayu, that was collecting the carobs from that tree. Amle atu deshaltsa say, are you the one that planted that tree? Amle babarei ano, I'm his grandson. Amle shmamino, must be the naim shim shana, that I slept for 70 years. Chaziel chamri, he saw his donkey, the siadle ramchi ramchi, that had generations of animals. Ozla Beisei. So he went home. Amle Brei de Chania Magal Mikaim. Is Chania Magal's son still alive? Amle Brei Lesa. His son is no longer alive. Babre Isa. But his grandson is. Amle Ano Chania Magal. Am Chania Magal. Loyem Nu. Nobody believed him. Ozla Beisei Medrash. He goes to the yeshiva. Shemina L'Rabbanani. He hears a Tamidim the yeshiva. The Ka'amrin. That somebody said a Geshmak of Pshat. He said, "Nehir and Shmatzin, this pshat is so clear. Kibishnei Chania Magal. It's a pshat like we heard in the times of Chania Magal. The Kavayil Bei Medrasha. When Chania Magal will come to the yeshiva, Kakusha the Havelil Rabbanan. Any question the Rabbanan had, Hamafarklu he was able to answer. Amu and Nani. I am Chania Magal. Layim knew they didn't believe him. V'le'avdala Yikara Kedabimboilei, and they didn't give him the proper respect." So he davened, Boy Rachman Vimis. And he asked and he died. So Mefarshim asked, so how did they know it was Chania Magal? It says that Eliyahu Navi came and told him that. Amri Rava, so that's what Rava says, Hani Damarinchi, that's what people say. Either you have somebody to have company, or what's the point in life? There's a lot of pshatim in this Gemara. Unfortunately, we don't have all the time to say them. Some Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Because they didn't give him the proper respect, he's already all upset. That's a tzaddik, that's a Chania Magal. So I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz answers that every generation has its own methods how to teach and how to relate to people. Chania Magal, from 70 years before, his methods didn't fit for 70 years later. And he said, therefore, that I have nothing to accomplish. I can't be a Melamed Torah in this generation. The Mechtam Eliyahu, along the same line, says, the Koyach of a Rebbe, the ability of a Rebbe to impart Torah, is based on his Talmidim being prepared to listen. If they're not prepared to listen, then there's no point in saying the Torah. It has to be a relationship. When Chania Magal saw that they weren't paying attention to what he said that these Talmidim aren't going to make me to be a good Rebbe, and there's no point in my continuing to live. There's a Machloikis HaRishonim, if this Chania Magal is the same Chania Magal of the story. Some Rishonim say it's not the same. It was a grandfather and a grandson. Others say it's the same Chani Amagel. And they say that we learned that Shimon ben Shatach said that Chani Amagel really should have been a Cheirim. So, but they couldn't put him at the Cheirim. But his sleeping 70 years was the Cheirim that they put him in. What's Cheirim? When somebody's a Cheirim, he's separated from everybody. When he's sleeping for 70 years, he has no connection with anyone else. And then Ben Yoyada says a very interesting pshat. He says every person is given a certain amount of years to live. Chani Amagel slept for 70 years. So there's machlaikas in Shemayim, are those considered from the years that he was alive? Or are those considered the years that he wasn't alive? He was sleeping. So they couldn't decide. When he asked himself that he wants to die, there was no more Shaila. Continues the Gemara. Abba Chilki Babarei de Chani Amagel Hava. Abba Chilki was Chani Amagel's grandson. V'chi Yitzrich Almel Metra, when the world needed rain, have Meshadri Rabbona Lagabeda would send Talmid Chacham to him, or boy Rachmi Vasal Metra. He would daven and it would start to rain. Zim Nechad Yitzrich Almel Metra, once the world needed rain, Shad Rabbona Zugud Rabbona Lagabeda, they sent a pair of Talmid Chachamim, the boy Rachmi, that he should daven the Nesi Metra that it should rain. Ozal Beisa, they went to his home, Veloshkechu, and they couldn't find him. Ozal Badabra, so they went out to the field, Veshkechu Adav Karafik. They found him plowing, working in the field. Now, the way we learn this Gemara is, the Gemara is going to say an entire story, a lot of strange things in the story, and then the Gemara is going to explain everything he did. Yavle Shalom, they said to him, Shalom Aleichem, and he didn't respond. At night when he was going home carrying wood, on one shoulder he carried the wood and the shovel, the gleam of Bechad Kaspa, and on the other shoulder he carried his garment. The time he was walking, he wasn't wearing shoes. When he got to the water, Simon put on his shoes. When he got to thorns and bushes, he picked up his garment. When he got home, his wife came out to greet him. Kimakashta, she was wearing jewelry, all made up. When he got home, first his wife went in. For the Ail Iyu, then he went in. For the Ail Rabbonin, and then these Talmid Chachamim went in. Yosef Karach Rifta, he sat down to eat. For the Amalu Rabbonin took Krocha, he didn't invite Rabbonin to participate in the meal. Paula Grifta, now he gave out portions. The Yenuka, Paula Grifta or Yenuka, he gave his family members portions. The Kashisha Chada, the older members got one portion. Was it a tray? The younger children got two. He told his wife, I know the reason Rabbanan came here is because they want me to daven for rain. Let's go up to the roof, and let's daven. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear our tefillas, and the rain will come, and people won't give us the credit. They went up to the roof. Come, he stood in one corner. She was in another quarter. First rain came to her corner. The clouds came to her corner first. Now he comes back to the house. He asked them, why did you come? The Chazal sent us to you. We know that you should daven for rain. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you don't have to come on to me. So they told him, Yadin in the Mitra Machmas Marhu. We know that the rain came because you davened. You can't fool us. We don't understand your actions. Could you explain your actions? And now the Gemara will explain each thing. My Tama, why? Ki Yahivna Lamar Shalma, when we said Shalom Aleichem to you, Leilmazba Lamar Ape. Did you not say back Shalom Aleichem? Amlu, so he responded, Schir Yoimhu, I'm working for an employer, Vamina Lay Ifkar. My time is not my time, it's the time of my employer. And I have no right to even say Shalom Aleichem on your time. I saw Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav a message, Im Lovin Garti Ve'echer Ata. What's Pshat? Yaakov wanted to make that he's a good brother with Esav. So Esav has an obvious question. If you're such a good brother, all these years you never sent me a postcard even. So he says, I'm loving Garti. I was working for Lavan. I had no time. My time was his time. That's why Ve'echar Ad Ata, I could never have the opportunity to greet you till now when I stopped working for him. It says in Rus that Boaz comes out to the field and he greets the workers. And they respond to him, V'yoy Meloy Yivorchecho Hashem. So the first one says, why V'yoy Meloy? Obviously they were talking to him. So it's a V'yoymru Yivorchecho Hashem. The Farshim say, normally they would not be allowed to respond to a stranger while they're working. They're obligated to work. Just he was their employer. So if he's greeting them, obviously he's allowing them to take off the minute to respond. The Yom Eloi, they said to him, because he was their boss. That's why they're allowed to say Yivarechecha Hashem. But to anyone else, on work time, you have to be careful about every moment that you shouldn't cheat your employer. Why did you carry the wood on one shoulder, the glima achad kespe, and the coat on the other shoulder? I borrowed that garment, I borrowed it to wear, but I didn't borrow it to put wood on it that would ruin it. Continues the Gemara. My time, why didn't you wear shoes the whole time? Just when you get to the water, that you put on the shoe. I'm like, the whole time when I'm walking, I could see where I'm walking, and I could avoid walking somewhere that dangerous. But what's in the water, like a chazina, I don't see. And therefore I have to put the shoe on that I shouldn't get bitten by some sort of a sea creature. The Farshim asked, the halacha is that one's not allowed to walk without shoes. So how can he walk without shoes? So some say that halacha is only in the city. Because when one walks without shoes, it looks like he's an oval or he's in chayrim. That's only in the city, not in the field. Another tarot says that he didn't wear shoes, but he wore something around his feet, and that's why that's not an issue. Continues. My time kimotam ala hizmi vahigi. Why, when you get to the thorns, the linen lamaya, did you pick up your clothing? Omli zem ala rucha v'zein anam ala rucha. The thorns, if they'll rip my body, they'll heal. If my clothing gets ripped, it can't be healed. And therefore, the way the Mefarshim explained, there's a consideration about tashchis. So there's two about tashchis. There's about tashchis on the clothing, and there's about tashchis on the body. So we have to decide which is a... He has to decide which is more of a significant. And he said, the body is more significant, the clothing is more significant, because that can't be healed. My tamar kimot amar lemasa. Why, when you got to the town, nafka devis damar kimakashta, your wife came out all pretty. I should pay attention to her and not look elsewhere. My time, Aile Hebraisha. Why did she go in first? The Hoda Ail Ma Basra, and then you. The Hoda Ail Lina Nanan, and then us. Omlai Mishum Deloi Bit Kisa. I don't know who you are, so I didn't want to leave my wife out with you alone. So the Chereidim asks, doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos Avedonis Kol Adam Lekafschus? So why isn't he done them lekaf schus, that they're not going to do anything inappropriate? So he answers, Havdonas kol adam lekaf schus doesn't contradict kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. If you don't know who it is, you have to be careful. There's a very interesting halachic discussion based on this Gemara. Why was he concerned? He was concerned that his wife will remain with these people alone for a couple of seconds while he's in this house until they come in. There's issa yichud. A woman's not allowed to be with a man, or maybe sometimes even more than one man. Issa yichud. What's the shir yichud? The shir is the amount of time for maisa biya. The price can say anywhere from 35 seconds to 5 minutes. The question is, let's say one is together be yichud with a woman, not for the shir, for less than the shir. Is he over issa yichud or not? So the price can want to suggest that from this Gemara, the Mechus Yitzchak brings this down, we see that there's yichud even for less than the time. How long were they going to be out there till they go in? That's a couple of seconds. And yet he didn't want them to remain. And this is a very relevant shaila. Because the shaila is, let's say somebody goes into an elevator. And in the elevator, there's a man and a woman alone. Is there yichud or not? So the Paiskim will discuss this, Mechus Yitzchak, Shevet Alevi, Reb Shlomo Zalman, the Petzela Chochma. And they all say that mi ikar adin, there is no yichud if it's not the shir yichud, if there's less than the shir. They want to make the following nafkamina. if you're in a place where even though you're going in there to be less than the Shi'i Yichud, but you can remain there for Shi'i Yichud, it's Asr. But if you're in a place that you can't end up being there for Shi'i Yichud, that means let's say you walk into an elevator and it's only a man and a woman alone, and you press a button and you know that the door is going to open before the Shi'i Yichud. So you can't come in this situation to a status that you will have been over Yichud. That's Mutter. Continues the Gemara. My Tama, Kikarach Ma Rifta. Why, when you started to eat, Loi Amalan Eisek Richa, why didn't you invite us to eat? She said, Min Loin Lishfisha Rifta. She said, I didn't have enough bread. Famina Loi Achseba Rabbanam Betivas Bechinam. He said, I really didn't have enough food. I knew you know I don't have enough food and you'll decline. But you'll feel that I invited you, but it would be fake. I didn't want to do something like that. My Tama Yob Ma Linuka Kashisha Chad Rifta. Why did you give the older children only one portion, Luzutra train, the younger children two? On my high cover base, the older child is home much more, and therefore he has food all day. For high, and the younger child, Yosef Beik Nishta, is in yeshiva all day. So he's hungrier, and that's why I give him more to eat. On my tama, they asked him, Kodim Solak Anani Mahak Svis Dava Kaima Devis Damar Lanoni, the day, why did the clouds open, come to your wife's side before your side? She said, "Mishum the itza shchicha bebeisa." My wife is home. V'yav rifta la'ani. So when a poor person comes, she gives him to eat. U'mekavra hanaisa, and he enjoys it immediately. V'nai yav nezuzo. I don't give him food. I only give him money. V'le'mekavra hanaisa. So he doesn't enjoy it. So that's why she deserves her tefillas to be answered quicker. The pasuk says, "As karbani lachmi." You know what the biggest carbon you could do is lachmi, to give somebody bread to eat. That'll be l'ishai. That's the biggest carbon you could give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inami, hani peryon and davi b'shivosam, the people that acted improperly in our neighborhood. Anor boy rachmi de lemosa. I damned that they should die, v'hi boy rachmi de lehedra b'tivosai. And she damned that they should do tshuva v'hadra. And they did tshuva. That's why she deserves it more. So Mepharshim ask, first of all, why? Because she davened that they should do tshuva, does she deserve that the rain should come? So one pshat is that she showed a greater level of rachmanis. And since she showed a greater level of rachmanis, she deserves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to her tefillahs first. Another pshat that I saw, the Gemara says, they asked Chochma, they asked the Torah, if somebody doesn't aver, what should happen? The Torah said, bring a carbon. Another one said, he should die. Shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maya, so what should he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do tshuva. This woman also asked that these Rishonim should do tshuva, which is the same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So since she thinks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, and as we learned earlier, the key of rain is in Hashem's hands, so she, who's closer to Hashem, deserves that Hashem should listen to her tefillahs first. Before Hashem asked, the Gemara says, HaKob De Shemayim, Chutz Meyir Shemayim. So how could one daven that somebody else should do tshuva? It's not in our hands, it's in their hands. So the Mepharshim give a number to Rutsim. One Tarot says that we daven that they should hear our Divrei Musar. Another Pshat I saw, they were all connected. Kol Yisrael, we're all a Raven Zelazer. So if there's somebody else who's not doing the right thing, it's like I'm not doing the right thing. So I'm not davening for someone else, I'm davening for myself. That's something to remember when we daven. Tut brachas. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, we shouldn't only daven for ourselves. We should daven for all of Klal Yisrael. And the same when we daven v'lam al-shinim al-tisikva, our tefillah is not that the Rishonim should die. Our tefillah should be like the tefillah of his wife, that they should do tshuva. Chanan ha-Nechba. There was a person called Chanan ha-Nechba, we'll see soon why. Babarated the Chanan ha-Magal. It was the grandson of Chanan ha-Magal. Kimitzrach alma lamitru, and the world needed rain. Hamishad rabbani yankid be ravel gabei. They used to send the young yeshiva boys to him. V'naklei b'shpule gilmei, and they used to tug at his coat. V'amalei abba havlan lamitru, give us rain. Amal fenek kodesh baruch hu, so he davened. Baruch shalem asay b'shul elu, bring rain because of these children. Shein makim, they can't tell the difference between abba the yav etru, between the father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives the rain, Labad Allah Yav Mitra.
But my car lechanan nachpa. Why was he called chanan nachpa? Nisha nachpi atzmei bebeis akisei. So a lot of pshatim here. One pshat is that he used to hide in the bathroom when they used to come to him to stay out of their way. Another pshat is that when he went to the bathroom, he acted with sneis. And since he acted with sneis in the bathroom, he was worthy. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara originally had the beis hei chof, meant the beis haknesis. He used to spend all the time in beis haknesis, and later on the printer made a mistake and turned it into the beis hakisei. Amalei Rav Zreikel or Rav Safra. Tochazi, let's look at the difference between Tekifa the Arab the Yisrael, between the tough people in Eretz Yisrael, the Chassidim the Bavel, and the people who are considered above Chassidim. Why do people in Eretz Yisrael consider tough? Because the Gemara said that the people in Eretz Yisrael did not associate with everyone. So they were considered tough, says the Gemara. Chassidim the Bavel, who are the Chassidim the Bavel? Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Ki ava metrach amal matru, when the world needed rain, Amen Nichnev Hadadi, let's get together for the boy Rachmei, and we'll daven. Perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen and bring rain. To keep it out of the Yisrael, the people from Eretz Yisrael will not consider Chassidim. Kigon Rav Yoina Avud Ramani. Kevin Mitzrach Amla Mitra, when the world needed rain, have a Ayala basically, would go home. Vamle Hovi Gulki, give me sackcloth. The Ezel, the Ezel, the Zuzi Ibura. I'll go buy food. Kevin Nofik Lebra, he kept it very hidden. They thought he's going to the store. Ozva Kai Bedukta Mikta, he would go in a low level place, as the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, Mima Makim Keresicha Hashem. The Kai Bedukta Tznia, he would go to a place where no one saw him. Or Machsab Saka, put on the sackcloth. Or Boy Rachme, Davin Vasir Mitra, and the rain would come. Kevin Osir Lebesa, when he came home, Amal Aisimar Bura, so his family asked him, did you buy anything to eat? Since I see that it's cloudy and the rain is coming, there's going to be plenty, it's not the right time to buy. So they're considered not the chassidim. But look at the difference. First of all, they did it with sneis. They did it in a hidden way. And second of all, they didn't have to get together. It was one individual who had the ability to bring the rain. Says the Gemara, Mani Burei have a kometzarlei debay nasiya. The people from the Nasi's home bothered him. Ishtakech the kavod avur, so he went to daven by his father's grave. Amalei Abba Abba, father, Hani Mitzarli, these people bother me. Yom Echad have a kochalfi hasam, these people who bothered him passed his father's grave. Inkit kar de susay, the feet of their horses got stuck. Ad kiblalai the loy mitzarli, until they accepted they would no longer bother him. From here to Mepharshim say, we see that people, even when they leave this world, know what's going on. Because this mace knew that these people were bothering his children. Vesu, Ramani Havishkir Kamed Rav Yitzchak ben Elisha. Amalei, Asiyad Rav Chami, the wealthy people from my father's house, come at Sarli, are bothering me. Amalei Lanu, they should become poor. Yanu. Amalei Kadakali, now that they're poor, they come to me for funds. I'm a La Esra. So they should become wealthy. Fiasco, so they became wealthy. Amalei lemekabalei in shibesi. I don't like the way my wife looks. Amalei mashma, what's her name? Chana. And from here, Rav Avadya Yosef brings a raya, that when you're being mispowel for somebody, you have to mention the name. So the siapi chana. Chana should become beautiful. And the siapa, so she became beautiful. Amalei komagadrile. Now that she's beautiful, she thinks she's too good for me. Yehocha tachsa chana. So she shouldn't be so beautiful. So she became bad. So Farshim asked, why did he daven that she should become ugly? He should have davened that she shouldn't bother him. So he answered, he knew that that wasn't a long-term solution. These two Talmidim were by Rav Yitzchak ben Elosha. Amalei Neboi Ma Rachman Alon the Nechman Tuva. Daven that we should be smart. Amalei Ime His Hayoisa Vishalachti. I originally had the ability that whatever I davened for, I got, but I gave it away because I could never make up my mind, so I decided that I don't want to have this ability. So Semes has a beautiful pshat. Imi haisa, I used to daven that people should be very smart. The shalakti, I sent that feel away. It's not good to be too smart.
Joe, you like that last one?